Am I right? Judges 1. Hallelujah. Give me verse 1. Judges 1, give me verse 1 and 2. And now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites first to fight against them? Give me verse 2. Look at the response of God. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. What is the meaning of Judah? What does Judah mean? Judah means praise. Judah, praise, we go up. He said, behold, I have delivered the land into his hand. 90% of what you are looking for is in the hand of praise. Am I talking to somebody? What you are, your squeezing face will not get it, sir. You're rejoicing, you're dancing, you're praising God, we get what you are looking for. I know it doesn't look like it. I know you are stressed up with what you are looking for. But the Bible says here, I have delivered it into his hand. I have delivered what you are looking for into the hand of praise. He said, go for it and get it in the hand of praise. It's in his hand. The land is in the hand of praise. It's in the land of Judah. What you are looking for is in the hand of praise. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20. 2 Chronicles 20, give me verse 1. I'm going to read verse 1, then I go to 21. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonite, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then go to verse 20. Go to verse 2. Let's just do 21 to make it faster, 21. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed what? Singers unto the Lord. They went to battle, sir. This dude, is that how they say it in UK? This dude is appointed singer when they were to fight. Because you can praise your way out of that issue. Am I talking to somebody? You can praise all this while you have been complaining. Have you gotten it? Let's try praise. Let's try celebrating Jesus. That even if you don't give me, I will dance it out. He said, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. As they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord for his mercy endureth forever. Somebody is going to battle. Give me the next verse, 22. And in verse 22 he says, and when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord sent ambushment against the children of Ammon. They were singing and praising. God raised another battle for them. Moab and Manasseh, which came against Judah, and they were smitten. With me, they begin to fight each other. Your enemy will fight each other. Amen. Enjoy praising God. Enjoy celebrating God. Then leave your enemy to defeat themselves. That was a scripture. I can't pull it out of my head now. Where God was saying, though Judah was not the firstborn, he said, I've given him the place because of his praise. He was not the firstborn. And the Bible said the firstborn belongs to Joseph. That's though it's not even Joseph. It is Reuben. Reuben messed up. It was handed over to Joseph. But God said, I'm giving the position to Judah. Because of praise. I know it's tough. I know it's difficult. Can you engage in praise? Listen, I don't know how many of you can do praise on yourself at home. I enjoy it more at home than in church. You know why I enjoy it at home than in church? My voice in church, as I begin to pray, there's a way the keyboardists will harass you. They will just be looking for the key, which is saying, boy, you're out of key. But when I'm in my house singing and praising God, nobody tell me whether I'm in key or out of key. You know, another thing, even the singer can embarrass you. You pick it, they pick it differently. Or they even pick a different song as they think because you are completely out of tune. Can you try praise on your own? Can I tell you when I'm singing and you see me in church today, I was just dancing myself out. I was just enjoying it. Enjoy God. Your squeezing face is making you to look older. Sorry if I'm abusing you. Some of you are already squinting face because you are squinting the face every time. Relax it. Rejoice it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't worry. I will soon change to short shirt. But I need to pull up this so that when I show up in the short shirt, you are seeing the muscles showing out. But I will dance. I will embarrass you with my dance. I don't care how awkward my dance is. I can do the dancing step and you will be surprised. I will just dance. I don't care whether you rejoice, you enjoy it or not. I just want to praise my God. Can you praise your God and silence the enemy? People will talk against you whether you are good or bad. Forget it. Listen, run. There was a time they used to call me, I'm faster than ambulance. When there is an issue, they will call me before the ambulance gets to hospital. I'm already waiting. They will still talk bad about you. That reminds me. Have I ever placed a curse on anybody on this or on any other? I've never. Somebody was saying it. He said somebody said I was playing that the old service. I was paying curse upon the person. I said, me. Where do I get time? Have I preached God finish? Talk less of now, look at one tiny person and be placing a curse. Then I don't deserve to be a pastor. If I spend one service on one person because the person offended me. Do you know how many people offend me a day? Do you know how many times God said we should forgive? 490 times a day. So how would then I spend the time of when I was teaching? I hope anybody gets it. When I was teaching, sir, when a child mess up in my class, I would tell the child, I said, you are not messing up me alone. You are messing up every child in the class. What you are doing is to wind me up and not to teach and ignore the rest. I said, that means if there are 30 kids in the class, 30 hours has been wasted. Not just 1 hour. So how will I spend 30 or 40 minutes I want to preach with you, preaching one person? No Bible, no God. If you are not tired of it, God will be tired. Hallelujah. Please praise God, praise your way to where you are going. Nobody is bigger enough to take your place. Only God. An opportunity for us to express our praise and thank to God is next Saturday. It's next Saturday. Where you have enough, this space will be created there for you to dance. Don't look at anybody who's looking at you. Show your dancing step. Don't worry, I'm going to do 2-3 different dancing steps on that Saturday that you have never seen me do before. Hallelujah. Better get your phone ready to record. Okay, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. One of it is tumble dancing, skippy dancing. Hallelujah. How we do it? What's the name of that brother in America that used to, when he's coming to give an offering, everybody will disappear. Because if we tumble, we do everything. If we somersault, that's the correct word. Somersault. If I can't get up, you all love me, you will pick me up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to talk to us today. Activate divine intervention in your contradiction. Activating divine intervention in your contradiction. In life, there will be contradiction. In life, some people will say you are doing well, some people will say you are not doing well. Hallelujah. In life, there will be ups and downs. In life, there will only be contradiction in your life. Today you are happy, you wake up tomorrow morning, you will think you want to continue in the joy of yesterday, and you wake up almost depressed. Hallelujah. You will be in the news, running through a very good news, and something little will happen, and they take away the joy. How do we activate divine intervention of God in the midst of contradiction? Please, let's say, no matter how good you are, contradiction will come once in a while. Once in a while. Have you not seen men who will praise their wife like, you are my gold, you are my diamond, you are my platinum, you are my Mercedes Benz, you are my Volkswagen B2. They will praise their wife. Is there anyone? And all of a sudden, without anything major, they say, what's wrong with you? The woman will then be looking and say, how do we start it? Now. And that is life of contradiction. You are rejoicing in something, suddenly you are experiencing the opposite. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Exodus 5:1. Give me Exodus 5:1. Please, in your day-to-day life, pray for people. There are too many sickness hanging in people's body. But I pray for everyone here today. Any sickness, any seed of sickness in your body, it will die to its root in the name of Jesus. Heaven will remove it in the name of Jesus. Sickness just comes. You don't know where it comes from. I mean, we lost somebody my in-law's side. And I was talking to the sister yesterday, and he said, on Friday was okay. Friday last week was okay. Then they asked him to run some tests. He ran the test, and they gave the result on Monday. No, on Thursday was fine. Thursday, run the test. Saturday, they gave the result. And they said, he has lung cancer. I said, is that how people get lung cancer? And by Tuesday, it's gone. Hallelujah. And they said they took him to the hospital on that Monday. And they put him on oxygen. You know, I was talking to my wife. This oxygen is killing a lot of people. Hallelujah. When you go to a hospital in UK, they hardly put you on oxygen. No? Because when lungs is dead, when lung is already dilapidated, then you already have carbon dioxide toxin in the body. Carbon dioxide toxin. So when you add oxygen to it, it metastasizes it to something difficult. It doesn't solve the problem. Hallelujah. Whatever happened, I'm praying that mercy of God will be with that young man. He's a young man because he's just a few years older than I do. Hallelujah. Contradiction. On Thursday, a week before, it was in Lagos. They were doing a wedding. He changed Agbada 3 times. They are planning his burial now within a month. Life is full of contradiction. And afterward, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus said the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast unto me in the wilderness. When does it come that they are now asking for permission? Listen to me. If you remember this story, it was Joseph who took them there. Joseph was the prime minister. Everybody was celebrating prime minister. Everybody was celebrating the family of Joseph. Now, they are fighting for their life. What a contradiction. Let's look at the book of Esther. I'm building this up because I want us to pray a bit. Esther 6:6. You know the story of Esther. Haman was sitting at the gate, and Haman has done good to the king. But after doing the good, instead of being rewarded for doing good, it was being asked, his head was being asked for. Haman, let's look at 6:8. So Haman came in, and the king said unto him, What shall be done? No, I'm talking of Haman. I'm talking of Mordecai. I'm mixing the two together. And the king said unto him, that's Haman, what shall be done unto the man whom the king delighted to honor? Now, Haman thought it in his heart, to whom would the king delight to do honor? More than myself. So he thought everything would be good for him. He thought the king would celebrate him. He thought the king would do everything. Let's go to verse 7. And in verse 7, what the king said, and Haman answered the king, for the man whom the king delighted to honor, 8, let the king's royal apparel be brought which the king used to wear, and the horse that the king ride upon, and the clean royal which he set upon, he said, he described it so well, because he thought it was him. What a contradiction. We know the story. At the end of the day, Mordecai was gone. And Mordecai was the one that was celebrated. And do you know one thing? The prince that was holding Mordecai on the horse was Haman. So imagine how it will be you that you think you'll be riding on the horse. You are the one holding the rope for the horse. If he has his way, he will kill the horse. I want us to think deep today. When our life is full of contradiction, how do we deal with it? Let's go to verse 12 of that verse. Verse 12. The Bible says, and Mordecai came again to the king's gate. Somebody that has just been honored, sir. Which means they give him honor just to run. It's like when, what time will I say? It's like when Man U won the FA Cup yesterday, and we all know they don't know how to play football. Man U lay. Okay, oh. Hallelujah, amen. What I'm saying is, they don't know how to play, but they will ride on the open bus in Manchester. But when they come back to their stadium, they sit back and know that we need to sort it. And I hope they will not even, it will be good for Premiership that they don't sack the manager so that they will be rubbish again next year. Hallelujah. But what am I saying is this, all of a sudden, they will have a bus ride. A man had a bus ride, he had us going around the city, but when he finished, he came back, he sat at the gate. Why is it that the king did not give him a position? Why his life is just short honor? I pray for you today. Every honor that will come into your life, it will be a lifelong honor in the name of Jesus. It will be honor that lasts long in the name of Jesus. It will not be a short-term honor in the name of Jesus. But thank God in the time of Mordecai, God intervened. Thank God, God stepped in because at the end of the day, he became number two to the king. Let's go to chapter 10, verse 2. Chapter 10, verse 2. I'm reading verse 23. Are we there? Esther 10. Okay. And the act of his power, and all the act of his power and of his might, and the declaration of the greatness of Mordecai, whereunto the king advanced in. So from chapter 6 to 10, he was sitting at the gate. But in chapter 10, God advanced him. Whereunto the king advanced him, are they not written in the book of the chronicle of the king of Media and Persia? Verse 3. For Mordecai the Jew was next unto the king Ahasuerus, and great among the Jews, and accepted of the multitude of the brethren, seeking the wealth of his people, and speaking peace to all these people. So you see the life of contradiction, but thank God the way he ended. You can see it also in the life of other people. Contradiction. David, contradiction in his life. When he was to be ordained as a king, he was pushed to the back of the house. He was looking after the sheep. Even after he killed Goliath, the only honor they give to him is to come and be playing trumpet for a mad king. after he has been ordained, after the lifting, he still went up to do that. Who are the people in the Bible you can take of contradiction? Let's take one more. Contradiction. We talk of David, we talk of what of Samson? Endowed with power, endowed with honor. But because of his personal life, he became somebody they have to pull out his eyes. Somebody who carried the old gate of the city. He became somebody they pull out his gate and is now playing game for the city. What a life of contradiction. How do I activate God intervention? When my life is full of contradiction. When my life is not as straightforward as I think. Hallelujah. I hope the three people who are very big in testimony, we share it next Sunday. There are three big testimony that was shared with me during the week. Powerful one. One was on Sunday. Somebody came to my office, told me one on Sunday. One happened that I know the story of it, that I had to join in the prayer and fasting. And the third one was told me on Saturday morning. Powerful testimony. You know, at times it is contradiction. When what you are expecting is not coming to pass. But the contradiction the enemy wants to place on you, we place it back on their family in the name of Jesus. Your life will be full and will be joyful in the name of Jesus. What? How do we activate? Number one is praise. And that's what I start with. No matter your condition, be joyful. No matter your condition, enjoy the presence of God. No matter that condition, bring God into that presence. Bring God into your situation. Have a song to sing. I'm not asking you to become a choir master. I'm not asking you to become a choir member. But be a singer. And when you hear the word of the song, sing it, dance to it, rejoice, not only in church. Some people will play good music in their car and they will be like Olumarok. Why did you put the music in their car? Hallelujah. You go to some houses, it looks like they are just playing for the angels, but they are not enjoying the music themselves. I've gone to a house to settle fights, sir. And they are playing Christian music. Satan and his children are doing battle. And angels are looking at us and say, see these idiots. We got to a point, I said, wait a minute. The music, I think they were playing the music to cover the shouting they were shouting. I said, we had to stop this shouting. Or stop the music. Let's stop one. Hallelujah. The challenge in life is you need to be joyful. Number two, move to the doing. Apart from saying what is nice, which I mentioned last week, move to the doing things for God. Do something. When he said rejoice, do the rejoicing. When it comes to dance, do the dancing. When it comes to the doing, feast yourself. Hallelujah. Some of you don't even know how to feast yourself. Hallelujah. It's not every time eba. If you are not eating eba, you are choking gari with kuli kuli. Is that God is not angry with you? Eat good food once. If you can't go to a restaurant, call Auntie Temi, can you help me prepare some small food? He won't charge you too much. Auntie Kemi, mommy pastor, our mommy pastor, please. I just want to enjoy some nice food. Yes, feast yourself. I'm telling you, do something nice for yourself. You will be surprised. Some of these restaurants you are running away from are not expensive. Less than £20, you can get good meal. Hallelujah. Thank God you don't drink. I hope I'm not lying to myself. Yeah. When we're in Swaziland, when we see KFC, we run. We take another route. It's like police will arrest us. You need to understand where you're coming from. When we were leaving Nigeria, the only restaurant in Nigeria was Mr. Biggs. And only the rich go to Mr. Biggs. So when we got into Swaziland and we see with the KFC, it's in one corner. We make sure our route did not pass through the front of that. We take a different route. We didn't discuss it, but we just naturally avoid it. Until somebody was doing better and said we should follow. I said, don't boss. So we don't want to go. We don't know how much it will bet. It just said, oh, no, we are paying for the meal. Let's go. And when we got there and we see the price this way, we say, Jesus. I'm telling you, some of the things you are running from are not as expensive as you are. Hallelujah. I was talking to somebody. I said, riding a good car is not expensive. It's your mentality. It's the way you see things. Go into doing, enjoy your life. I'm not saying life is short. Your life is not short. But enjoy the life. Enjoy it. Life is not short. I'm not on the school of life is short. Enjoy your life. You are not dying now. But enjoy that life. You'll be shocked out. The quality of your life will increase if you move into this level of enjoying that life God gave you. All this, the question is, how do you balance, sir, Pastor, sir? How do you balance complaining to prayer? And that's why in your prayer, you can't even thank God. The moment, if I ask you, okay, can you thank God? Our mommy here was there, lift up all your hands. That your hand is so heavy. But if we say, Satan, die, everybody will get up, die, die, that day we die. But when they die, will you even enjoy your life? Hallelujah. Oh, next Saturday, I want to see you come here to enjoy that life. Dance. Dance. If you suspect what you drink, they will not provide it. Buy one extra with yourself and somebody else and bring. Hallelujah. Abby, don't bring rum. What else? Jack Daniel is not welcome. Oh. NSC, who is saying NSC? Who is saying NSC? Who mentioned it? Huh? So is that what you drink now? Hallelujah. Don't bring an SEO. What else? Huh? Tequila. Tequila. Huh? Apple juice. You can bring apple juice. Huh? Blemish. Say Sakosha. Food. Bring that. Moth. Bring. Amarola. Amarola. Which one is Amarola? Which one is Amarola? I didn't go eat two church lady. Why I'm saying, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself. The young one come and showcase those your new babe, those your new catch. Hallelujah. That way I'm meeting the young adult this afternoon. I'm meeting the young adult. I'm talking to them about values. Values. Hallelujah. So move from doing. Satan fear what you are doing more than what you are saying. Satan doesn't even like you to say it, but when you start doing what you are saying, Satan is so scared. Satan is so scared when you are doing. You see, let me go to the next point quickly. Number 3, make somebody else's dream to come to pass. Activate somebody else's dream for God to activate your own dream. When you hear somebody is doing good, put your leg and everything to it to make sure that person succeed. Interpret somebody else's dream for God to interpret your own dream. Let's look at Genesis 40, verse 12. Can I tell you, one of the things I enjoy most is to see somebody's dream come to pass. You can't tell me anything and I look it down. And I, when it is something positive. Hallelujah. If I have to go and borrow money to support you, I will borrow. There was a time somebody was to buy a house. And when he said to me, I don't even have money to give to that person. I dropped my credit card. I was paying the charges on those credit cards. Until the person paid, the person didn't even know I was paying interest on it. But I want everybody just enjoy this life. Let this life we have. This life we have, let's enjoy it. Hallelujah. Is a fan too much for that young lady? Hallelujah. Verse 12. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days. Give me verse 18. Go to verse 18. I don't want to say too much on that. Verse 18. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. So he had a dream that he has no answer for. And he was still interpreting people's dream. But through the process of interpreting other people's dream, his own dream came to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please begin to enjoy people's success. Let people succeed. Don't share your testimony because somebody else is sharing their own, so that they will know your own is bigger. Hallelujah. Somebody said, if you see my new boyfriend now, he has 4-pack. I said, you only have 4-pack. My own get 12-pack. Hallelujah. If you see the bicep, it was like a caterpillar jamming something. Let the person let's celebrate that person, even if you catch somebody better. Are you getting what I'm saying? Celebrate somebody's testimony. When the friend comes to you and say, I just got a new job. Is this, celebrate with him. Keep your own joy for now. Hallelujah. Let him feel welcome. Let him feel comfortable to discuss with you. Don't only be a potter for discussing gossip. Be a potter for celebrating success. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read the scripture and I'll close. Judges 7:17. I'm conscious of time. Judges 7:17. He said, and he said unto them, look on me. Do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye. Is your life speaking to others? Hallelujah. Your neighbors, can they come to this church because of your lifestyle? Or they will say, if this one is a Christian, bye-bye to Christianity. So, in the book of, it said, do just as I do. Give me verse 20. Give me verse 20. When I blow with a trumpet, and the three companies blew the trumpet and break their pitcher and held the lamp in their hand and the trumpet in their hand to blow with her, and they cried this word of the Lord and of Gideon. It was exactly what Gideon asked them to do. Who are you following? Who are the people following you? If you want to activate your divine intervention, you need to follow somebody. And somebody needs to follow you with your actions. But can I shock you? Whether you are good or bad, some people are following you. Hallelujah. Those of you on TikTok and what's the other one? Which one are we on now? Instagram. Who are the people that have the largest crowd? The largest follower? Are they the people top 40 thinker or negative speaker? The stinking speakers. People will be throwing bomb that is not there. People will be showing their nakedness. The day they go online like this, they will have like 1 million followers. But speak the preaching, the word of God. If they mistakenly go to your site once, they are not coming back there. But listen, whether they come back or not, begin to speak the truth. Begin to say the truth. Begin to amplify the truth. Who are the people following you? Because all power is given to you. The only person losing this power is you. The only person who is not allowing this power to work is you. What is Matthew 28:18 says? Are we getting anything this morning? Before the 17th day of the month of June, we are coming to somebody's house to rejoice. Yeah. That's just what I heard. Before the 17th day, that thing that you think will not work, we just suddenly bust open working. Yeah. In the name of Jesus, it will work. Hallelujah. Somebody is going to pass exam that has been failing for a long time. Yeah. In a miraculous way, you just pass it. In the name of Jesus. The Matthew 28:18 says, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. So all power is given to him. So why not align with this Jesus that all power is given to? What does Colossians 2:10 say? In the book of Colossians 2:10, he says, and ye are complete in him. You are complete in him. Not in somebody else. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and power. And power. You are complete in him. Everything you are looking for is in him. Give me verse 15. Verse 15 of 2 Colossians 2:15. What did he say? And having spoiled principalities and power. Who spoiled the principalities and power? God. He made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. So he is triumphed over them. He has been over them. Number last, I will say, throw away your fear. If you want to activate divine intervention of God in your life, cast away your fear. Listen, 80% of what you are afraid of will never come to pass. 83% of it, of what you are fear, never come to pass. So why are you afraid of it? Why not be positive for once? Hallelujah. Why not be positive for once for yourself, for your family, for your children, for the church of God? Why not be positive for once? What you are afraid of, listen to me, people are stepping over it. The Bible was not written today. The Bible was written thousands of years ago. And they said every sickness in people's body is categorized into 39 categories. 39, every sickness. Every broken bone, broken leg, broken brain, broken anything. They put all of them together in 39 categories. And Jesus received 39 stripes of grace. With me, for everything you are going through, he already paid for it. So why are you doubt? Why not doubt your doubt? Church, I am begging you with the mercy of God. I want you to go home today believing God for something specific in your life. Hallelujah. I'm going to lead us to pray for just 2-3 minutes. But before that, let's look at Hebrews 2:15. Hebrews 2:15. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. One of the biggest fear in the world is the fear of death. I don't want to die. The fear of death. But the Bible says, he delivered them who through the fear of death. Give me Romans 8:15. Romans 8:15. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again, to fear. We have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Be free today in the name of Jesus. But ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The last point. How many points have I given? If you are ready. Okay. The last one. What do you have in your hand? Use what you have to get what you want. They use it in the world. you use what you have to get what you want. No, I'm not talking about it that way. Hallelujah. But you, what is in your hand? When the prophet came to that woman, he said, what do you have in your hands? He said, I don't have anything. He said, I'm asking what you have. He said, I don't have anything except a little oil. He said, that is enough. What you have is enough. This little faith you have is enough. That you can wake up on a Sunday with your busy schedule and make it to church is enough. Act on what you have. Make use of what you have. I told somebody, I said the day I stepped into Itro, I carried 3 children. One of them was running around, just like he was baby like Goliath. I'm like, no rest. It was when the plane was about to land, he wanted to poo. He's not pooing, he just wanted to poo, just to get out of the seat. When I said, no, don't sit down, he started crying that the air hostess that said we should put on this one, he said, take him. I got there, removed the box, everything. That's Papa's. Okay, put in the power. I said, no. It's put there. He stayed there for 10 minutes. In the turbulence, no poo. Pull him up. Okay, drag him back. Sit down there. And they already want me, don't beat. Because if they have not won me, what I have is enough to say to him. What I have, we said to his brain. That is what you call this brain resetting. Brain resetting. I didn't tell you what it is. But listen, when I came here, I removed my shoe. I gave those shoes to Daddy. I said, Daddy, hold this shoe. I said, this country, I must make it. Because the only thing I have left with me then is that visa. I said, this visa must work. I must make it. What do you have? What you have is enough to make you. What you have is enough to make you. That woman you think is an horrible woman is enough to make you. If you tap the right current. Am I talking about that child you think is an idiot is enough to turn your life around? What do you have in your hand? That job is enough to take you to another job. What you have in your hand? Because what you have in your hand until you put it into the hand of the master. Whatever you have, put it into the hand of the master. Can I tell you? People enjoy husband, enjoy wife or husband. It's not because the wife or husband are a good one, no. Eh? You want them over to their maker. Eh? Women can't. They can take a life out of you. Let me just stay in the middle to preach. They will make your life hell. But you are not the one who find them now. What does the Bible say, Sister Angor? It says, he who find wife, find a good thing and obtain favor from the Lord. Carry that thing you carry that is no more a good thing in your own eyes. Carry it to the person who give you and say, oh God, the day you give me this woman, I say it's a good thing. Let me obtain favor through her. Let her become an increase. Let her become a blessing. By the time you do it for, you may do it for 3 years. So. Eh? I'm not a pastor who lied to you that just do it once and hand it over. You do it constantly. By the time God take over, suddenly you just be any daddy. The day daddy doesn't come for me, I know I've messed up. I will change my direction and I'll go back to God. Am I talking to somebody? I'm not doing marriage issues. But there's nothing you put in his hand that does not work. But in your own hand, it will mess up. The enemy will use anything you have in your hand to torment your life. That woman with the issue of blood, that woman in the Bible, he had his son. The enemy is coming to take his son. The only thing that remained, in his life to give him as a bond, because the husband has used the children to borrow money. Hallelujah. Nowadays, they don't use children to borrow money. But the house you are living, they could have used it to borrow money. and the husband died, bank come collect the house. Bank will not tell you where will they live. It's a problem. Take it back to God. Take that man back to God. Whatever you have in your hand is enough to settle your life. Don't throw it away. Throwing it away will not help you. Let's read this. Oh, my time is far gone. 1 Samuel chapter 17. 1 Samuel 17, 46. Okay. This is David talking about Goliath. He said, this day will the Lord deliver thee into my hands, and I will smite thee and take thy head from thee. And I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistine this day unto the fowl of the air and to the wild beast of the air. And all the earth may know that there is God in Israel. What did he have in his hand? Just stone. He has God and he has stone. And you have God, you have your salary. You have God, you have your home. You have God, you have your car. Am I talking to somebody? What you have is enough. Hallelujah. That you have somebody you can call on me is enough. That you have children who call you daddy is enough. Hallelujah. That you still have your parents at your, that you can call is enough. It's something. If you know how we, who doesn't have parents, jealous you people. Serious jealous. Hallelujah. Before you say Jack Robinson, I saw that pastor, he said, he just called Bishop. Hello, as he finished calling Bishop, he's called Mommy. Hallelujah. Who will I call? Who will Mommy call me? No, I mean, let's be real. He has joined us. Who will you call? At times it will like the whole world is crashing on your head. So what you have, make use of it. That your mom may not be the best mother, that your father may not be the best father. What you have, make use of it. It is what God will use to turn things around for you. So activating divine intervention, you cannot throw what you have. Do you know something, sir? I'm not going to read this scripture again, it's too much. When a blind man starts to see, the first thing they throw away is what has helped them all their life. The stick they are using to walk is the first thing they discard. And the church, pastor, write it down. When members get what they are praying for, the first thing to throw away is the church. It's the church. And then the church, we have every mistake. But listen to me. What is in your hand, make use of it. Instrumentalist, what is in your hand, make use of it. Praise God with this instrument. Do it with your heart. Singer, sing it. Whether we like your voice or not is none of your business. Don't sing. Can I tell you, as I'm singing now, if you raise your hand up, I may not even answer you. Hallelujah. If we call a small lady here and say, stand on the altar, he say, praise the Lord. Everybody say, amen. If we say, stand up. You will stand up. So when you are singing, ignore their commenting. Their comment. Well, you know, I always say it in church. I've stopped saying that for a long time. Sonny Ade says, let them say. Colette says, ask all Lobito. Let them say, face your life. If you want to activate divine intervention, if you want God to take you up, face your life. Face your life. Interpret somebody's dream, but face your life. Face your life. People will abandon you at some point, but don't abandon God. People will talk you down at some point, but don't abandon God. People will say you are not useful at some point, but don't say God is not useful. Hallelujah. Embrace God. Lastly, rise on your feet. Lastly, Elijah and Elisha. Elisha was lying to Elisha, sir. He said, sir, where are you going? He said, they sent me this way. He would say, wait for me here. He would say, where you are going, I will go. He said, what do you want, sir? He said, what double portion of bread you carry? Hallelujah. I said, this boy, you are not serious. He said, but if you see me go, you will get that double. Is your attention on God enough to see God do the miraculous? Is your attention focused on him? Hallelujah. I'm rounding it up. On Saturday now, there'll be cooking. Those cooking, do you see the cooking as part of the praise for God? Am I talking to somebody? Do you see as part of praise to God? Those who will be decorating this place to make this beautiful, do you see as part of the composition of praise? Or you are complaining, it is me alone, they leave it for, it is are you complaining? Until you see yourself as part of a system, things doesn't move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at this all as beautiful as you see. I'm sure by the time you come here next Saturday, you will not recognize it. Things will have turned around. This carpet will be changed today. But this place, is either we flush it with something white or we decorate it with ribbon, cloth ribbon. Something will be there. I can assure you. This glass door, we have locked at the back. This we have locked before you come next Thursday. I'm just saying things are moving. But some people are working 24/7 on it. If they say that they are doing it for church, they are wasting their time. But they are doing it as part of worship to God. Somebody came to me today. He said, from my family, take this so amount of money, add it to the beautification of the hall. Hallelujah. It is part of worship to God. It is fun. Me and Daddy was here after praise and worship, after prayer yesterday. I mean, you see this wire I was dangling before. You see, at least we sort out the middle here. Hallelujah. This rest, we are still working on it. I know it's an amateur, but at least it does something. It is you and me, what we have. To beautify the house of the Lord. When you beautify the house of the Lord, you beautify your life. Mind you, I said, when you interpret somebody's dream, you interpret your own dream. You are not interpreting my own dream. The day you think this is Pastor Daddy's church, you have missed it. That means you are saying all the blessing is Pastor Daddy. Hallelujah. I am not like a servant here. I am the janitor. I open the door, I close. This morning, Pastor Missy, you met me. I was pouring water into the toilet. You see, no? I was pouring water into the toilet. Because it's my father's house. I'd be stupid to say I'm the senior pastor. Everybody should be doing it when I'm sitting there. It is our father's house. Use something between now and the end of this meeting to activate. Please, I'm not asking you to give money. If God laid to you and to give money, we need money for celebrating Jesus. But that's not what I'm talking. Do something between now and the end of the month to activate God's intervention in that situation you are taking for. God's intervention. Let God intervene. Let me preview into one of the testimonies if it will be shared next Sunday. The brother was saying they sack more than half of their workplace. But they left him. Is it not a testimony? You need to be out of job for 1 week to understand. For 1 week, for 2 days. In fact, the craziness of waking up in the morning, you don't know where to go. Daddy was put on garden leave or something. He was telling me about it. He said, he gave them notice to leave the job. So they have to put him in garden leave. They said, that's what they do in IT. He said, waking up in the morning was driving him crazy, not going anywhere to go. I said, you are getting matured. He's getting matured. If he's not matured, some children can sleep. They wake up, eat your food, go back to bed, leave your plate where they eat it. They expect you to carry quickly. What am I saying? Whatever is in your hand, use it. Let's use Saturday as a day that heaven we know we love God. Let that day be, you are going out, I'm still thinking of what I want to wear. Honestly, whether I should wear flowing agbada or wear t-shirt and short, something that will make me to flip dance. somersaulting. Jeremiah would teach me, he used to somersault when he was a baby. That was his dance in church. He would just flip. If he cannot teach me, that would be like he would teach me. Those are the people, they use their head to tumble. Hallelujah. What do you have? Bow your heads and talk to God. Lord, show me what I need to give you. Show me what I need to commit to your hands. Just talk to God. I am telling you, God mentioned that day to me before 17th day of June. Somebody's house will be full of praise. Talk to God. What is in my hands? What do I have? What ability do I have? What skill do I have that I need to use you for, you God? Whose dream do I need to interpret? Who do I need to hold the hands and just encourage? Just talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. Talk to God. We are in your presence. Let it rain. Oh, your rain. Let it fall on me. Let it rain. Oh, just sing with them.
In abundance, I cause your rain to fall on me. Oh, Baba, oh, Baba, oh, oh. We cry, Baba, love. Bye. this place. Let your healing come in this place. I call for signs and wonders in this place. Let your presence show in this place. On me, your mercy
will I see. Somebody, only one prayer you will pray. This person I'm holding will not cry over his or her child. Hear me well. If you don't have your child now, by this time of life, your own child will be with you. Amen. By this time of life, according to the word of Jehovah, you will carry your own child. But you are going to cry for that person. This person I'm holding will not cry over your child. That child will not give you a problem. That guy will not give you issue. I want you to talk to him. Is that child is a weapon in your hand. It's what you have. That child will not become an issue for you. They will not become a problem for your life. Just cry to God. Cry to God. This man I'm holding, his child will not be an issue. Having a child will not be a problem for him. Every hindrance, every obstacle will remove it today. Every challenges will remove it today. What you have in your hand will be enough to set you free. It will be enough to set you free. In Jesus' name we pray. Just move to somebody else, hold somebody and pray for that person. I feel the spirit of prayer again. Pray for that person and say, worship you.
As long as I
just two, not four.
I will always worship you.
Amen. Listen, pray this person I'm holding before June 17th. Do something glorious in their life. What they are asking for, my Father, my God, give it to them. Pray for that person. I want you to pray for that person. That before June 17, that miracle will be in his hand. That miracle will be in her hand. Before June 17, just pray for that person. 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 Before June 17, what they are praying for. What they are looking for. What they are praying for. What they are looking for. The Lord will hand it over to them.
As long as I live, as long as
in Jesus' name we pray. Look for somebody else. Don't be with them. You can't be standing at the corner. Oh, somebody. This is a judgmental prayer. Slow it down. Judgmental prayer. You are going to pray. Anyone who is angry against this person, anyone who is not happy with this person, oh God, let your judgment be over that person. Let your judgment be over the enemy of this person I'm holding. Pray for that person. This person I'm holding, whoever says he will not excel, whoever says he's not going to do well, Let your judgment be upon him. Let your judgment be upon that person. Lord, judge that person yourself. Judge that person yourself. Pray for that person. Pray for that person. Whoever has speak this person as an enemy, Lord, my Father, fight that person. Fight that person, oh God. Fight that person, oh God. Fight that person, oh God. Fight that person. Liba liga da gado. Ibra de koto gede. Abaroto kosho gede. I lida yo gado. Malada do go do go do.
Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua.
Whoever picked this person as an enemy, oh God, make the person your enemy. Whoever picked him as your enemy, make him your enemy.
My beloved.
In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. For the last time, pick one person. For the last time, look for one more person. If you are not ready to pray, look for another church. This church will pray and will pray through. Let me hand you over to somebody. Hallelujah. You are going to pray financial breakthrough. You are going to pray this person I'm praying for. From today, they will not suffer any financial hazard. They will not lack money anymore. Money will never be an issue in their life. Pray for that person. Everything they need, heaven will supply it. As they look for it, God will give unto them. As they pray, God will give them what they need. At work, promotion will come. Money will come. Blessing will come. Efforts of destiny will come. God, pray for that person. Pray for that person. As you interpret people's dream, God will interpret your dream. As you make this house beautiful, God will beautify your house. Pray for that person. Father, we worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Hallelujah. Where you are standing, can you pray for Cornerstone Fantasy Church and say, oh God, build your church. Oh God, improve your church. Oh God, enlarge your church. For 1 minute, just pray for the church. Just pray for the church. Lord, the way you will do it, you are the only one who knows. Do it for us, O God. Enlarge your church, O God. Bless your church, O God. Increase and enlarge your church, Lord. Increase and enlarge your church, Lord. Pray for the house of the Lord. Pray for the house of the Lord. Marando koshogedegede. Ibrato kosholede yegedegede. Pray for the house of the Lord. Pray for the house of the Lord. Mambanto dogochokede. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Lord, I pray for every man, every woman, every child, every adult in this house. Lord, what you spoke to my ears, do it for them in the name of Jesus. Before June 17, let this house be filled with testimony. Change life, transform life. Let their enemy disappear suddenly. Let the person who hate them disappear suddenly. Let their account begin to speak something better. Let their account appear better. Financial breakthrough every area, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Saturday. Because the celebration of Jesus will be awesome. And Sunday will be glorious. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, adore you. In Jesus' majestic name, we pray. Can we put our hands together for Jesus this afternoon? All right.